enjoyed your presentation. It meant a lot to me. And I'm not coming out on my bragging rights this morning, but there is something that I have that means a lot to me. Because I think all of us enjoy the Bible and translations. But I had the good fortune of running across a translation, an original, that is older than the King James Version. And it's a Geneva Bible, which, as you mentioned, began in 1557, but they continued upgrading and translating that for several years. Now, the particular Bible I have, the Old Testament, was brought out in 1608 and 9, and the New Testament is 1610, which was before the King James Version. It's in very good shape, but I'll be glad to bring it along even tomorrow, if anyone would like to see it. Of course, it's Old English. Now, I understand, and I think Chuck Morris, who is here, has studied these old translations, but the literature that I have says there are only four of these in existence. Now, I don't know how they know all this, because they sure don't know I've got one of them. Anyway, it cost a good deal of money, in the hundreds of dollars, and it's all original except a little bit of the cover has been replaced. And it's got writings in there, goes way back 400 years, even handwriting. But one of the things I sort of joke about sometimes is that I could not allow some of the brethren to read it because they would use it to prove something that some of us are not keen on. You know, this is one of those, what they call, britches Bible. Mm-hmm. And what it says is, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned, God made for them britches. And so that's right there in the Bible. But anyway, that's just said for information. You know, one of the things that killed a lot of those early translations and forced me, as I understand it, and maybe you can tell us more about this, but forced even the King James to be translated were the footnotes. They were just killing religion in a way. They had to get away from the footnotes, and that's one of the things they legislated against. And then one quick comment. Even this year, there's a new translation that's come out. There was a write-up on it in Time magazine a few months ago. Mm-hmm.
Footnotes, I think, were detrimental. I think the Campbell's Acts of the Apostles would have been more widely accepted by the general brotherhood in that day and time if it hadn't have been that three-fourths of the page was footnotes. You see, because the average layman, when he would look at that, he couldn't read the Greek, and the footnotes didn't mean anything to him. And so he'd have to turn the page 12 times in order to get through the second chapter of the book of Acts. And I realized, of course, Campbell had made all of this for the final revision committee, but it was published and circulated. And I think the footnotes were detrimental